confession this morning, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe that all things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah. We just thank God that He gives us the faith to believe. Amen. Brother Kern, would you come this morning and take up our tithes and offering?
Father God, we stand here, happy bunch, Lord, knowing that our coming out this morning is not by us wanting to be seen or heard, but it's by your grace and mercy, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in doing so that we meet the needs of the people here this morning, where there's sickness, Lord, may we have healing. Draw nigh to those lonesome-hearted people. Reveal the word to those feeble-minded, Lord God, and most importantly, save the savable. We ask, Father God, that you bless the tithes and offerings here this morning. Remember the man servant that he take his place behind the sacred desk.
Yes, Jesus.
And we ask, Lord God, that you will undertake the balance of the service. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus, I Want to Live. The way He wants to live. He wants me to live in the key of F. Let's all stand as Brother Colley gets ready for the Bible reading this morning. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until
blessing from the Lord that we're able to come together and be here this morning. Thinking of the scripture, Isaiah 59, I believe it's 19, is when Satan comes in like a flood, God will rise up a standard against it. And we have seen lately this place been many people sick, but God brought us through. Satan may try to hinder and hold us back. Yes. But God is always on our side, so let's just always believe that.
Right.
We're going to read this morning from Psalm 46, 1 through 11. But let us pray first. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful, God, for you being with us, Lord, and protecting us. Lord, bringing us through all that Satan brings against us. Lord Jesus, we love you and continually. Lord, we yield ourselves and our beliefs and thoughts unto you. Lord, we thank you and ask you wherever we are, whenever we are there, God, be with us. Let us testify one to another and to all that we see how great you are. God, and we love you. And bless everyone in the church building, Lord, and listen. Bless our minister for the day. Lord, give him what we have need to hear. And give him strength, Lord. And let him see the love that we share one to another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah.
There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place and tabernacle of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early.
And he is enraged, and he is removed.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth.
He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. Be still and know that I am God. There's just a time we have to hear that still small voice. We can leave that down, Brother Colley. We're going to sing a couple of songs before we bring out our brother this morning. Let's turn to page 264 if the brothers will bring up that song, Something Keeps Holding Me. Amen. In all the trials and the tribulations, we have an anchor that keeps holding us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. The trials of this world, we're getting closer. The pull I felt was more than I could bear. And I was on the verge of just giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there, but something keeps holding me every day I see. He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, for something keeps holding me. Can you testify for that? And Satan laid before me his temptation of his desires to steal away my faith. But I have found in time the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by His grace. Oh, something keeps holding me every day I see. He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Oh, He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Oh, He's a reality, for something keeps holding me. Let's sing this once more, the first verse. The trials of this world were getting closer, and the pull I felt was more than I could bear. We've all been there. And I was on the verge of just giving over. Strength within myself just wasn't there, but something keeps holding me. Hallelujah.
see. He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Oh, he's a reality. He's a reality. For something keeps holding me. Last verse. And Satan laid before me his temptation of his desires to steal away my faith. But I have found in time the revelation, the strength I need to keep him by his grace. It's all about his grace. Oh, something keeps holding me. Every day I see he's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. And he's guiding me constantly. He's giving me victory. Oh, he's a reality. For something keeps holding. Let's all stand as we sing this once more. Oh, something keeps holding me. Helping me faithfully. He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He guiding me constantly. Something keeps holding me.
Amen and amen and amen. Do you believe that? Give him a great hand, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We have a lot of visitors downstairs. We say to them, welcome. We're sorry that the inconveniences of having to divide and to do and to mask and the things, but we have to try to do what we can do to honor all things and keep it running straight, you know, to where we can get by, because the virus is raging, but yet God is alive. He's still there. So let's just thank God, and that he will keep us, keep everything going right. We say to the visitors, we say thank you. So we always have a way of saying it here. When you come one time, you're a visitor. Two times, you're part of us, because we don't have anything to join or anything like that. So we're just part of the body of Christ. And let's just get right on into the service and let Brother Luis take over the part of directing the brothers in the singing and the interpreting and what he has to do and all. And just we thank for that. I don't see Aaron. Aaron downstairs. Okay. The Lord willing, Brother Aaron be preaching this coming Tuesday. All right. Then Sunday, Wade and I will be in, that Sunday, we will be in, somewhere up north. Yeah. But, Brother Bob, he's downstairs, I guess. All right. Brother Bob will be taking next Sunday's services. Okay. I don't know where that's on that schedule thing, but I think those were left open because we had to do, and Brother Bob will be ministering next Sunday. The Lord willing, Wade and I'll be back, but it'll be too late to try to do anything, you know. So just remember these and pray one for another. Just keep praying for my wife. She's still having a lot of trouble with her sinuses and the drainage and down, and the doctors is doing all they say they can do. And no, it's not the virus, but it's the effect of the virus, I guess, because that's what they say these things are. Everything, coffins and all, is just effects of that. So just pray that the Lord would bless her and take care of her and keep her, because she couldn't sleep last night. No. Okay, let's get started. So let's just sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our brother comes. Brother Luis can introduce him and get everything going. I forget names, but it's favor. He's a good favor to me, because he's here today ministering and taking care of the services today, and we appreciate that. So let's just sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our brother comes.
Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see
Señor.
Yes, sir.
Amén. ¿Lo quiere ver usted de verdad?
Do you want to see him truly? Do you want to see him?
Glory.
Amén.
Amen.
Es justamente de lo que quiero hablarles esta mañana.
That's actually what I wanted to talk about this morning.
Glory.
Hasta cuando le veamos a él.
Until we see him.
Corramos con paciencia hasta cuando
Let's
le veamos
with
a
patience
él.
Until we see him.
Right. Amén. Les invito a tomar su asiento un momento para poder saludarles.
I want to greet you.
Quiero traerles el saludo, entregarles el saludo de mi pastor,
I send greetings from my pastor,
el hermano Pedro Peralta,
Brother Pedro Peralta,
un pastor anciano de más de 46 años de ministerio ahí en Santiago.
He's an elder brother as well. He has 46 years of ministry there in Santiago de Chile.
Mi país está ya al final de la tierra esta de América.
My country is down at the bottom towards the end of the earth there in South America.
Y me gusta decir esto.
And I like to say this.
El nombre de nuestro país es Chile.
The name of our country is Chile.
El original.
But the original.
Era Chile.
The original name was Chile.
No tiene nada que ver con el picante.
It has nothing to do with the hot stuff, with the hot peppers.
El Chile significa.
The Chile means.
Lo último de la tierra.
The last part of the earth.
Lo extremo de la tierra.
The extreme part of the earth.
Así que es muy especial para mí traerle saludo de los creyentes, de la novia de Jesucristo,
so
de lo último de la tierra.
To me to bring you greetings from the saints there at the end of the last part of the earth.
Amén. Amén. Hace algunos años atrás,
a few years ago,
el 2007,
around 2007 or so,
mi pastor pasó por aquí.
My pastor, he came through here.
Y fue muy bien recibido por el pastor de esta iglesia.
And he was well received by Brother Dale here, the pastor of this church.
Y también hace un año, poco más de un año,
and about a year or so ago,
un miembro de nuestra iglesia,
a member of our church,
pasó por aquí también.
He came through here as well.
Y también fue muy recibido por
and
ustedes.
He was well received here as well.
Es mi hermano Andrés Villegas.
It's our brother Neri here.
Amén. Así que yo quiero que él lo salude también.
I want him, to come and greet you all.
Amén.
Dios les bendiga en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Se siente especial volver.
It's very special to be back here again with you.
Volver a ver a mi amado hermano Samuel.
To see my precious brother,
mi hermano Wade allá al fondo.
And my brother Wade back there.
Dándome esa palmada de bienvenida.
Giving me those hard back slaps that he usually gives.
Es muy bueno ver a amigos de nuevo.
It's good to see all of you friends again.
Ciertamente los extrañamos mucho.
We certainly missed you all.
Reciba los saludos de mi esposa.
My wife sends greetings.
Mi hija pequeña Amelia.
And Amelia, my little daughter, she sends greetings.
Nosotros siempre vemos sus servicios.
We're always watching your services.
Y siempre ella manda saludos.
And she always sends greetings to you.
Que el Señor les bendiga. Estamos muy felices de estar acá.
God bless you. We're very happy to be here.
Pero esta vez acompañando, siendo un aporte en el ministerio.
But at this moment we're here because we're being trying to be a support for the ministry.
Y lo más precioso es que estamos haciendo la voluntad del Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. And the precious thing is that we're, and we know that we're in the will of the Lord.
Siempre me gusta decir esto.
I like to say this.
Que siempre podemos hacer muchas cosas.
That we can do many things.
Podemos tocar un instrumento.
We can play instruments.
Podemos tocar bien un instrumento.
We can play instruments well.
O podemos tocar mal un instrumento.
Or we can play instruments, you know, kind of mediocre.
Pero cuando estamos en la iglesia alabando al Señor Jesucristo,
but when we're at church worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ,
estamos haciendo la perfecta voluntad del Señor.
We are doing the perfect will of the Lord.
Que es alabarle a Él.
That's to worship Him.
En espíritu y en verdad.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the truth.
Que el Señor les bendiga.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Gracias, hermano Neri.
Thank you, brother Neri.
Quiero pedirle que se queden por aquí, por favor.
If they could just go ahead and step up.
Me acompaña también mi hermano José Pérez.
Brother José Pérez is here with us as well from Chile.
Ambos los conozco desde niños.
Ustedes pueden quitar la máscara si quieren.
Okay, gracias.
Both of them come. I've known them since they were little kids.
Sí, los he visto crecer antes de nacer, incluso conozco a sus padres.
I've known their parents even before they were born.
Amén. Así que es algo especial que me acompañen en esta ocasión.
So it's something special for me for them to be with.
Me acompaña también hermano Josué.
Brother Josué
Torres,
as well as Florida. Him and, from Florida, him and his family.
Es un buen amigo.
He's a precious friend.
Yo le dije que íbamos a venir hacia acá.
I told him that we were going to be here, around here, this area.
Y él me dice, yo los llevo y los traigo de regreso.
And he said, well, I can take you and then bring you back as well.
Y aquí entre ustedes también me siento muy bien.
So I feel good here amongst you.
El año pasado pude conocer al hermano.
Last year I was able to meet brother.
Y recibí también mi palmada.
Brother Wade and I also got my nice back slap as well.
Y vengo por la de este año.
And I come here for this year's back slap.
Comencé a trabajar en el ministerio.
I started working in the ministry.
Escribiendo algunos cantos.
Writing some songs.
Puedo usar una guitarra, ¿verdad? Oh, queda muy muy abajo porque ustedes son todos muy grandes.
He says it comes down very low because you guys are very tall.
Sí, gracias. Podemos hacer un canto clásico para saludarles.
We're gonna sing a classic song just to greet you.
Thank you.
Amén. Quise hacerlo con la armónica.
I wanted to do it with the harmonica.
Porque yo soplo en español, pero suena en inglés.
Because I blow in Spanish, but it sounds in English.
Quiero invitar a mi hermana Christine.
I want to invite our sister Christine.
Que me acompañe para cantar unos cantos.
She could help us sing some songs.
Que escribí hace muchos años.
That I wrote many years ago.
Pero ella hace su versión en inglés.
But she makes her own version in English.
Este canto cuando lo escribí.
And when I wrote this song.
Lo hice pensando en los años que lleva ministrando mi pastor.
I did it thinking in the years that my pastor has already been in ministry.
La canción dice que han pasado muchos años desde el día en que yo creí.
The song says at the beginning, many years have passed since the day that I believed.
Yo creo que muchos de nosotros llevamos muchos años creyendo este mensaje.
And I think some of us have probably been believing this word for a long time.
Y cuando comenzaron a creer,
and when they started believing,
pensaron que iba a ser algo muy rápido.
They thought that it was going to be something very short. A short time period.
No pensaron que tendrían que pasar 30, 40.
They didn't think that they would have to go 30, 40 years.
Años creyendo, ¿verdad que
believing,
sí?
Right?
Se ha hecho largo el camino.
And the way has been kind of long.
Pero después de este largo camino,
but after this long road,
donde hay algunos que han dejado de creer,
where many have also stopped believing,
nosotros estamos aquí esta mañana.
We're still here this morning.
Y podemos decir,
and we can say,
aún estoy aquí, Señor.
We are still here.
Amén.
Failed me, and to walk away from everything. Yet I'm still standing here.
So I'm still standing.
That's why we are still standing here.
Solo por la gracia de Dios.
Only by His grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Y tenemos la seguridad.
And we have the assurance
que si esta casa se deshiciere,
that if this house be dissolved,
tengo una casa nueva esperando por
we
mí.
Have one waiting for us.
Amen. De eso habla este otro canto.
That's what this song that we're about to sing is talking
sí,
about.
La primera parte. Sí, sí. Sombrío río llamado muerte, amigos me esperan al otro lado. Les abrazaré al cruzar el puente. Tengo un hogar en la tierra eterna, donde no entrará la muerte, donde feliz seré por siempre. Tengo un hogar más allá del puente. Tengo un hogar en la tierra eterna, donde no entrará la muerte, donde feliz feliz seré por siempre. Tengo un hogar más allá del puente.
I have a home across the river. Even though I may have to cross that valley, I have loved ones waiting beyond that river. When I cross that bridge, I will hold them near me. A home awaits me beyond this river, where death can never have its sting. Never will grave have victory. I have a home beyond the river. I have a home beyond this river.
Amén. Gracias a mi hermana Christine.
Thank you, Sister Christine.
Son unos buenos amigos ellos para mí.
They are good friends to me.
Conocí a mi hermano Luis.
I met Brother Luis.
En Centroamérica.
In Central America.
Honduras o Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. In Nicaragua.
En una misión que tuvimos allí para jóvenes.
In a youth camp that we were having there.
Lo vi a él trabajar.
And I saw him work.
Con mucha pasión.
With a lot of passion.
Con mucho amor.
With a lot of love.
Y sentí que éramos muy, nuestras almas misioneras eran muy gemelas.
And I felt that our kindred's missionary spirits were very alike.
Amén. Así que le amo mucho a mi hermano.
So I love Brother Luis a lot.
Amén. Sepan que él trabaja duro cuando sale.
I want you to know that he works very hard when he goes out in the field.
Amen. 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 Pero tengo mi amigo Josué.
But I also have my friend Josué.
Que me ayuda con su trompeta.
He helps me a lot with his trumpet.
Mi hermano Luis, mi hermano Urrego, ¿ustedes lo han escuchado cantar?
You've heard Brother Luis sing before, right?
Pues, ah, bien, lo van a escuchar otra vez.
Well, you're going to hear him again.
Este es un viejo canto que escribí hace muchos años.
This is a song that I wrote many years ago.
Que habla de la gran fiesta que nos espera cuando lleguemos a casa.
It's talking about that great feast that's waiting there for us when we get there.
Es la fiesta de los vencedores.
It's called the Feast of the Overcomers.
Amén.
Amen. Thank you.
Habrá en el cielo una gran fiesta. Será una gloriosa reunión. Se reunirán de todas razas los redimidos del Señor. Cantarán canciones de alegría, lágrimas de gozo llorarán. Será una fiesta de victoria. Solo los redimidos entrarán. Oh, la fiesta de los vencedores. No me la voy a perder. El canto de los redimidos. Con alegría cantaré. We are in a heavenly celebration. It's a glorious union to unite the bride from every nation. Oh, redeemed church of Jesus Christ. Great overcomers. Pass me by. A new song the bride of Christ is singing. Please shout and praise the Lord. The feast of the great overcomers. I'll not let it pass me by. A new song the bride of Christ is singing. Dream, shout and praise the Lord.
We sing the songs of God triumphant.
With tears of joy we praise our King. The feast of victorious overcomers. Only the redeemed shall enter in. The feast of the overcomer. The feast of the great overcomers. I'll not let it pass me by. A new song the bride of Christ is singing. Let the redeemed shout praise the Lord.
Vencedores, no me la voy a perder. El canto de los redimidos, con alegría cantaré.
La fiesta última.
Amen. Feast of the Overcomer.
Amen. Gloria a Dios por
Amen.
Eso.
Glory to God for that.
Amen. Yo Amen. No me quiero perder esa fiesta.
I don't want to miss that feast.
Amen. Gracias a mi hermano Josué Torres.
Thank you, brother Josué Torres.
Desde Florida con esa pequeña trompeta.
From Florida with that little small trumpet.
Amen. ¿Cómo será cuando esa trompeta crezca?
What if that trumpet gets bigger?
Amén. Qué lindo. Gracias. A él anda con su esposa.
He's here also with his wife.
Amén, hermana Rebeca, a ver si
Sister
se
Rebecca,
pone de pie para.
If you can stand to your feet.
Y el muchacho Amen. Que está en la
And
batería
this is their son.
Es el hijo también. Amén. Buenos Amen. Amigos. Dios nos da buenos amigos en distintos lugares.
God gives us good friends in different places.
Y encima de eso nos da vida eterna.
And on top of that, he gives us eternal life.
Gloria a Dios por eso.
Glory to God for that.
Amén. Quiero invitarles un momento a una meditación de la palabra del Señor.
I'm going to look at something in the Word of God here for just a moment.
Nuestra cita va a estar aquí en Hebreos.
The scripture is going to be here in Hebrews.
En el capítulo 12.
Hebrews chapter
2. No, perdón. Sí, Hebreos 12.
Hebrews chapter 2.
Hebreos 12 dice así la palabra del Señor. Si gusta nos ponemos en pie. Una escritura muy conocida para un tema muy simple que quiero compartir con ustedes.
This is a very familiar scripture for something that we all should know.
Que sería algo así como corramos con paciencia.
That has to do with us running this race with patience.
Hasta cuando le veamos a él.
Until we see him.
Amén.
Amen.
Porque estoy seguro que lo que más queremos
Because
es verle a él.
I'm sure that what we want most is to see him.
Amén. Amén. Dice entonces, nosotros también, teniendo en derredor nuestro tan grande nube de testigos, despojémonos de todo peso y del pecado que nos asedia, y corramos con paciencia la carrera que tenemos por delante, puesto los ojos en Jesús, el autor y consumador de la fe.
¿Cuál versículo?
12:1, primero.
No,
12, 12.
Oh, 12. I'm sorry, brothers, I gave you the wrong... Oh, 12. I'm in the wrong place myself. Okay. All right. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Amen.
El 2.
Sí, creo que fue hasta el autor y consumador de la fe.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Padre celestial, agradecemos, Señor.
Lord, we thank you, Father.
Por estar aquí esta mañana.
For being with us here this morning.
Es el mejor lugar donde podemos ser hallados, Padre.
It's the best place that we could be today, Lord.
Gracias por leer esta palabra.
Lord, we thank you for the reading of this scripture.
Creemos en la bendición que hay.
Lord, we believe that the blessing that's here.
Para quien lee y quien oye las palabras.
For those that read and also hear the word.
Y no cualquiera, las palabras de esta profecía.
And not, and for any who hears the words of this prophecy.
Gracias por eso, Señor.
Lord, we thank you for that.
Bendícelo ahora en nuestro corazón.
Lord, bless these words now to our heart.
Que salgamos de aquí.
That we may leave here.
Amándote más.
Loving you more.
Caminando más cerca de ti.
Walking closer to thee.
Esperando en tu venida.
Waiting for your coming.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we
Amén.
Pray.
Amén. Amén. Que Dios le bendiga, puede tomar
God
su asiento.
You may be seated.
Entonces, como digo, un pequeño título, ¿hasta cuándo le veamos a él?
So, as I gave you the title, until we see him. Amen.
Nuestra condición
Our condition
es de novia.
Is as us being a bride.
Nosotros somos el único grupo cristiano en el mundo.
We are the only Christian group in the world.
Hay muchos que se llaman cristianos.
There are many that call themselves Christians.
Y se colocan muchos nombres.
And they're given different names.
Pero solo hay un grupo en el mundo.
But there's only one group on earth.
Que se llama la novia.
That's called the bride of Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Eso nadie más que ellos.
Nobody else but them.
Entienden eso.
Understands that themselves.
Si yo los saludo a usted.
If I greet you.
Y le digo, le traigo saludos de la novia de Chile.
And I say, I bring you greetings from the bride in Chile.
Usted entiende.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Si eso se lo digo a cualquier otra persona.
If I tell that to somebody else.
La novia.
In the street, they might say, the bride?
¿Qué novia?
What bride?
Pero nosotros entendemos perfectamente.
But we understand that perfectly.
Que la novia.
That the bride.
No es esta iglesia.
It's not just this church.
La novia no es mi iglesia.
The bride is not my church.
No. La novia está en todo el mundo.
The bride is all over the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y ha sido llamada y despertada por el mensaje.
And has been called and been awakened by this message.
Traído por el mensajero de Dios.
Brought by the messenger of the Lord.
Tipo de Eliezer yendo a buscar una esposa
a
para Isaac.
A type of Eliezer looking for a bride for Isaac.
Ahora,
now,
para asentar un poquito el tema.
To be able to build a foundation.
Cuando uno está en ese hermoso periodo de novio.
When you're in that time period when you're a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Uno quiere verlo a él.
You want to see him.
Uno quiere
right?
verla a ella.
And she wants to see him.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Se acuerda todo lo que uno hace para llegar a tiempo a ver a su novia?
Do you remember everything that you did so that you can go see your girlfriend on time?
Uno se convierte en un héroe.
You turn into a hero.
Tienes que correr largas distancias.
You might even travel far.
Amen. Yo tenía que llegar a visitar a mi esposa.
When I used to go visit my wife,
cuando estábamos de novio,
when we were just a courtship,
mi suegro era el pastor.
My pastor is her father.
Y eso sí es difícil.
And that's difficult.
Tenía que llegar a las 8.
I had to get there at 8:00.
Y tenía tiempo hasta las 9.
And I had about an hour to meet with her.
Si yo quería, podía llegar 10 para las 9.
I could get there 10 before 8 if I wanted to. Or before 9.
Pero yo prefería llegar 10 para las
8. But I wanted to get there 10 before 8.
Amen.
Amen.
Porque yo era el novio.
Because I was the boyfriend.
Yo quería verla a ella.
I wanted to see her.
Pero estoy seguro de otra cosa.
But I'm very sure of this one thing.
Ella,
she
quería verme a mí.
Also wanted to see me.
Yo no me imagino.
And I don't imagine
a mi novia
that my bride
diciendo,
telling me,
uf, ya va a llegar esto.
I can't believe that he's almost here.
No.
No, I don't think she
no,
would
no,
be
no.
saying that.
Ella también estaba muy expectante.
She was also in great expectation.
Para yo, que yo llegara a tiempo.
So that I could get there on time.
Amen. Y para yo llegar a tiempo.
And in order for me to get there on time.
Tenía que tomar un bus.
I had to take a bus.
Tenía que tomar el metro.
I had to go through the metro train.
Tenía que agarrar un taxi.
I had to grab a taxi car.
Y llegaba.
And finally get there.
Solo para verla ella un poquito.
Just to see her for a little while.
Pero lo bueno de eso,
but the good thing about that is,
es que ella quería verme a mí.
Is that she also wanted to see me as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Ahora, el día de nuestra boda,
now, the day when we got married,
cuando yo estaba en el altar esperando por ella,
when I was at the altar waiting for her,
yo miraba.
I was looking.
I was looking. Yo solo quería verla a ella.
And all I wanted to do was see her.
Amen.
Amen.
Pero ella.
But she.
Yo creía que ella solo quería verme a mí.
I thought that she only wanted to see me too.
Pero ella.
But she.
Estaba preocupada de su vestido.
Was worried about her dress.
De su ramito.
Of her the flowers that she was holding.
De la corona.
The little crown that she was
de
wearing.
De los pajecitos.
The steps that she was going to take.
De sus amigas.
Her friends who were helping her.
Y yo.
And me.
Yo solo quería verla a ella.
I only wanted to see her.
Y ella se demoró tanto.
She took such a long time to come out.
Preocupada de lo demás.
Worried about everything else.
Nosotros somos la novia de Jesús.
We are the bride of Christ.
Estamos tan preocupados de otras cosas.
We're so worried about other things.
Hoy día lo más importante.
And the most important thing today is.
En nuestras vidas como la novia de Jesucristo.
Is our lives as the bride of Christ.
La principal preocupación.
The main worry that we should have.
Nuestro principal deseo.
The main desire that we should have.
Tiene que ser verlo a él.
Has to be to see him.
Amen.
Amen.
Era lo que ustedes estaban cantando cuando subí aquí al púlpito.
It was what you guys were singing when I came to the pulpit.
Yo quiero verle a él.
I want to see him.
Por eso yo les pregunté, ¿verdad
That's
usted quiere
verle
a él?
That's why I asked you, do you really want to see him?
El espíritu del religioso,
the religious spirit,
privilegia otras condiciones.
Makes other conditions to be the privilege, a privilege cuando, to have other conditions.
Cuando nuestras iglesias estuvieron cerradas a causa de la pandemia.
When our churches were closed because of COVID.
Nosotros queríamos volver a la iglesia.
We wanted to go back to church.
¿Verdad que sí?
Right?
Deseábamos
we,
volver
we
a la iglesia.
We desired to come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Para ver la iglesia.
To see the church.
O para verlo a él.
Or to see him.
O que Dios nos ayude.
God help us.
Amén. Que él pueda sentir.
What can you feel?
Que nosotros le amamos a él.
That we love him.
Ha sido largo este camino.
This road has been long.
Por eso que el tema es corramos con paciencia.
That's why the theme here is let's run this race with patience.
Esta generación lo que menos tiene es paciencia.
This generation the least thing that they have is patience.
¿Sabe usted eso?
Did you know that?
Las nuevas generaciones que vienen.
The newer generations that are coming up.
Los adolescentes, los jóvenes.
The young people.
Nosotros trabajamos bastante con jóvenes.
We work with young people.
Cuando salimos a las misiones.
When we go out in the missions field.
Porque requieren mucha atención.
Because they require much attention.
La generación joven hoy día tiene muchos vicios.
Our young people today, they have different customs and different things that they do. They're used to doing.
Uno de ellos,
one of them,
es que quieren que todo sea rápido.
They want everything to be quick.
Ah. Quieren que todo sea automático.
They want everything to be automatic.
Y la otra,
and the other,
que sea desechable.
Is that it would be disposable as well.
Entonces ellos quieren tener cosas instantáneas.
So they want to have instantaneous things, instant things.
Y luego desecharlas.
And then be able to throw it away as well.
Y Dios no trabaja así.
And God doesn't work that way.
No, señor.
No.
Cuando Dios hace algo instantáneo.
When God does something instantaneously.
Eso es un milagro.
That's a miracle.
Amén.
Amen.
Él hace milagros, por supuesto que sí.
He does miracles, of course.
Pero a nosotros,
but for us,
él nos pone dentro de un proceso.
He puts us in a process.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Por eso es que se ha hecho largo este camino.
That's why this road has been long.
Mi pastor creyó el mensaje el año 73.
My pastor, he believed the message in 1973.
Y él pensaba,
and he thought,
que ese mismo año,
that same year,
se acabaría todo.
That the end of the world would happen.
Porque creyeron el mensaje, nuestros ancianos creen el mensaje.
Our older ones, they believed the message at that time.
Amen.
Amen.
Y él creyó que ese año se acababa
and
todo.
And they thought that year everything was going to be over
y
by then.
Él tenía una hija en sus brazos.
And he had a daughter in his arms.
Y él dice que él lloraba mucho.
And he said that he would cry as he was holding her.
Porque no iba a ver crecer a su
because
hija.
Because he was not going to be able to see his daughter grow.
Pero estaba feliz.
But he was happy.
Porque se iría pronto en el
rapto. Because he would go in a rapture soon.
Sin embargo, pasaron los años.
But the years went by.
Y después volvió a llorar.
And then he started crying again.
Cuando se casó conmigo.
When his daughter that grew up married me.
Porque se hizo largo el camino.
Because the road was long.
Amén. Porque Dios nos pone dentro de su proceso.
Because God places us in His process.
Dios no hace con nosotros una obra instantánea.
God does not do with us an instantaneous work.
No es que usted crea hoy día.
It's not that you believe today.
Y el otro día amanezca perfecto.
And then the next day you're perfect.
Estamos dentro de su proceso.
No, we are in a process.
Estamos dentro de su carrera.
We are in this race.
Por eso es, corramos con paciencia.
That's why the Bible says, run this race with patience.
Despojándonos de las cosas pesadas.
Letting go of the heavy things.
Puesto los ojos en Jesús.
And placing our eyes on Jesus.
A quién es lo que más queremos ver.
Is who we really want to see.
Amen.
Amen.
Usted sabe que en el mundo del deporte, del atletismo,
do you know that in the world, in the athletic world,
hay una carrera,
there is a race,
que es muy corta,
that is a very short race,
apenas 100 metros,
only about 100 meters long,
y el récord creo que se hace por ahí por los 10 segundos,
and the record I think that somebody's running is about 10 seconds or so,
ajá. Pero hay otra carrera,
but there is another race,
que es la maratón.
That is called a marathon.
Son muchos, muchos kilómetros.
And it's many, many miles.
Es muy larga.
It's very long.
Ahí no gana el que corre más rápido.
Right? In that type of race, the one that wins is not the one that runs the fastest.
Amen.
No.
Ahí gana el que resiste la
it's
carrera.
It's the one that resists running that long.
Pero en las grandes maratones del mundo.
But the great marathons of the world.
Creo que ahí en Nueva York hay.
I think that in New York there's
se convoca mucha gente.
There's one and a lot of people get together.
Porque hay mucha gente que quiere participar
because
en la
there
maratón.
Are many people that want to start running.
Quiere aparecer en la fotografía.
They want to get in the picture.
Yo estuve en la maratón.
I was in the marathon race.
Amen. Esa gente no se prepara.
And those people, most of them don't even prepare themselves
no,
properly.
Solo quieren participar.
They just want to participate.
Algunos ancianos.
Some older ones.
Van allí con sus carritos.
They go there with their little carts.
¿Sí?
little push carts.
Y ellos van felices.
And they're happy.
Porque van participando.
Because they're going to participate.
Ellos saben que no van a ganar.
They know that they're not going to win.
Se conforman con participar.
They're okay with just being there.
Pero hay otros.
But there are others.
Que se preparan para ganar.
That prepare to win.
Y están anotados en el registro.
And they're written in the registry.
Ellos son profesionales.
They're professionals.
Ellos están allí inscritos.
They're there written in.
Desde antes que empiece la carrera.
Before the race even starts.
Ellos están inscritos.
They were already written in.
Ellos van a ganar esa carrera.
They know that they're going to run and win that race.
Se preparan para eso.
And they're preparing themselves for that.
Ellos no corren con abrigos.
They're not running with coats on.
Ellos corren con ropas especiales.
They're running with special type of clothing.
Ellos no corren rápido.
They're not running fast.
Ellos corren con paciencia.
They're running with patience.
Porque lo que quieren es ganar la carrera.
Because what they want to do is win.
Para ver la meta, el punto máximo.
The maximum point is.
Es cuando allá en el horizonte.
Is when there in the horizon.
Se ve la meta.
They see the finish line.
Ah.
Amen.
Y mientras se van acercando.
And as they're getting drawing near.
Hay señales.
There are signs.
Que le avisan.
That show them.
Que la meta está cerca.
That the finish line is coming up soon.
Cuando van fatigados.
When they're getting weary.
Ellos van muy fatigados.
They're getting very tired.
Van sedientos.
They're thirsty.
Y de pronto pasan por un lugar.
And then all of a sudden they go through a place.
Y alguien de su equipo,
and someone from their team,
les entrega una bolsa de agua,
gives them a little bag of water.
Amen.
Amen.
Ellos agarran eso corriendo.
And they grab that as they're running.
No se detienen.
They don't stop.
No se detienen a contemplarla.
They don't stop to look at that little bag of water.
Ellos la agarran y
they
se
grab
refrescan.
It and they continue running.
Y toman un poco de agua.
And they drink as they're running.
Y continúan corriendo.
And they continue running.
Para eso venimos nosotros.
That's
al
why
culto.
We come to church.
Para eso estás aquí esta
That's
mañana.
Why God is here this morning. That's
para
why you're here.
Un poco de agua.
To drink some water.
No para darte una ducha.
Not to bathe yourself or shower yourself.
No,
no,
no para descansar.
Not to rest.
Descansaremos cuando lleguemos
a casa. We're going to rest when we get to our home.
Amen.
Amen.
Ahora es solamente
Amen.
Un poquito
right
de
now,
agua.
Just drink some water.
Para refrescar nuestras
just
vidas.
To refresh our lives.
Y seguir corriendo
and
esta
keep
carrera.
Running as you're drinking.
Amen.
Amen.
Estamos nosotros viviendo
we are living today,
en este 2020,
and here in 2020
un año de potentes señales cumplidas.
A year of potential signs that have been fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen.
Así comenzó este año.
That's how this year started.
En Mateo 24,
in Matthew 24,
se habla
it talks about
de las señales que habrán
of signs that would be
del fin del siglo.
Of the end of the age.
Amen. En Lucas 21 también.
And also you read that in Luke 21.
Lucas 21, 10 u 11.
I think it's Luke 21, 10, 11, somewhere around there.
En ambas escrituras
in both scriptures
dice lo siguiente.
It says the following.
Una de las señales o las señales
that one of the signs
del fin de la edad
of the end of the age
es que habrán guerras y rumores de guerra.
Is that there would be wars and rumors of wars.
Pero aún no será el fin.
But yet it would not be the
porque
end.
Faltaban otras señales.
Because there were other signs that needed to come.
Pero nosotros siempre hemos oído de guerras y rumores de guerra.
But we have always heard of wars and rumors of wars.
Amen.
Right?
Nación contra nación.
Nation against nation.
¿Verdad que sí?
Amen.
Terremotos.
Earthquakes.
Amen. Yo vengo de una tierra de muchos terremotos.
I come from a country that's full of earthquakes.
En mi país hay un registro.
In my country there's a registry.
Impresionante de terremotos.
A great registry of the amount of earthquakes that
Por lo
are
tanto,
there.
Yo he visto en mi vida.
I have seen in my life.
Muy fuertes terremotos.
Very strong earthquakes happened.
El año 2010.
In 2010.
Tuvimos uno de los más fuertes del último tiempo.
We had one of the strongest earthquakes that was ever recorded there.
8.8 grados.
It was 8.8 on the Richter scale.
Eso es fuerte.
And that's very strong.
Duró casi 3 minutos.
It lasted about 3 minutes.
Ah, ¿sabes lo que es eso?
Do you realize what that is?
En 3 minutos uno alcanza para arrepentirse.
In 3 minutes you have enough time to repent.
Para pedirle perdón a sus hijos, a su esposa.
To ask forgiveness to your wife and your children.
Yeah. Para orar.
To pray.
Yo alcancé hasta cantar un canto.
I even had time to even sing a song.
3 minutos, hermano.
In 3 minutes.
¿Qué pasa? Estamos acostumbrados a esa señal.
What happened? We are so accustomed to those signs.
Amen.
There. In our country.
Otra señal es el hambre sobre la tierra.
Another sign that we see is hunger around the world.
Y la hemos visto también.
And we have seen that as well.
Se hacen importantes campañas.
There's campaigns and very important campaigns that are made.
Para ir a atender el hambre que hay sobre algunos lugares en la tierra.
Feed the hungry in other parts of the world.
Amén. Generalmente nosotros no sabemos lo que es tener hambre.
We don't know what it is to be really hungry.
Pero me recuerdo en los años 80.
But I remember in the 1980s.
Aparecían imágenes.
We would see images and videos.
Provenientes de Etiopía, por ejemplo.
They would come from Ethiopia and the other different parts of the
world. Donde había mucha hambre.
Where there was a lot of hunger.
Se podía ver esos pequeñitos con sus barriguitas.
We could see those little ones with big bellies. With
hambre.
And they were hungry.
Era una señal que habíamos visto también.
It was a sign that we saw.
¿Cuál señal faltaba?
What was the sign that was lacking?
La pestilencia.
It was the pestilence.
No habíamos visto la pestilencia.
We had not seen a sign of pestilence.
Y este 2020,
and in 2020,
trajo delante de nosotros,
we see before us,
la señal de la pestilencia.
The sign of pestilence.
Ya nadie la puede negar.
Nobody can deny it.
¿Verdad?
Amen.
Nosotros estamos sufriendo las consecuencias.
Now we're suffering the consequences.
Estamos
of that.
Separados.
We're separated.
Tenemos que usar nuestras
we
máscaras.
We have to use masks.
¿Por qué? Porque es una señal de verdad.
Why? Because it's a true sign.
Amén.
Right?
Me recuerdo cuando era joven.
I remember when I was young.
Apareció el SIDA, ¿se acuerdan?
AIDS came on the scene. Do you remember that?
Y pensamos que esa era la señal.
And we thought that that was that sign.
Pero el SIDA atacaba cierto grupo de gente.
But AIDS only attacked a certain type of people.
Amén.
Amen.
Y era un grupo generalmente asociado a la vida de pecado.
And it was groups that were associated with a certain type of lifestyle.
Pero ¿qué pasa
sin,
hoy día
sin
con,
lifestyle.
¿Qué pasa con esta peste?
But what happens with this pestilence that
no,
we see now?
Está en todo el mundo.
It's all over the world.
En tres meses que llegó a todo el mundo.
In 3 months that it went around the whole world.
Y no discrimina.
And it doesn't discriminate.
Llega y entra donde...
It goes in wherever.
¿La hemos sufrido en nuestras carnes?
We've suffered it in our churches,
¿en nuestras iglesias?
In our homes.
Eso no quiere decir que nosotros seamos una mala iglesia por
that
eso.
That doesn't mean that we're a bad church or a bad people, no.
Este virus,
this virus
no se le escapó a Dios de las manos.
Did not get out of God's hands.
No, él sigue teniendo el control.
He still has control.
Amén.
Amen.
¿Verdad que sí? ¿Qué es lo que es una señal potente cumplida?
What is a sign that's fulfilled?
¿Qué pasa con esto?
What do we see here?
Todo el mundo puede ver esa señal.
Everyone can see that sign.
¿Verdad que sí?
Right?
Yo escuché a una persona mundana.
I heard a worldly person the other day say.
¿Qué dijo esto?
He said the following.
Sin duda, este virus es una señal del tiempo del fin.
He said, without a doubt, this virus is a sign of the end time.
Nosotros también, los creyentes, por
we,
supuesto.
As believers, we see that as well.
Podemos ver la señal.
We can see a sign.
Ahora, el punto
now, the main point
es que mucha gente
is that many people,
ve la señal,
they see the sign,
pero no hace lo que la señal dice.
But they don't do what the sign says.
No va donde la señal indica.
They don't go where the sign is pointing them to.
¿Verdad que sí?
Right?
Si yo voy viajando a una ciudad,
if I'm traveling to a city,
después de viajar toda la noche,
after I've traveled all night long,
y me encuentro con un letrero,
and I find a billboard,
yo viajo a Jacksonville,
that I'm going to Jacksonville,
viajé 10 horas,
and I traveled 10 hours,
cansado,
I was tired,
y yo voy a Jacksonville,
and I'm going to Jacksonville,
y de pronto hay un letrero allí que dice,
and then I see a sign there that says,
Jacksonville, a 30 millas,
30 miles ahead.
¿Qué pasa con nosotros?
What do we see? What
eso,
do we do?
Eso lo anima a usted.
That motivates you, right?
Usted dice, wow,
amen.
Falta
see,
poco.
Yeah, just another 30 minutes. Wow.
Por
you
fin.
Can't wait to get there.
Pero ¿qué pasa si usted está tan contento?
But what happens if you're so excited?
Que se baja del carro.
That you get out of your car.
Y se queda ahí en el letrero.
And you're right there just standing in front of the sign.
Y dice, wow, qué
and
señal.
Say, oh my, what a sign.
Qué tremenda señal.
What a tremendous sign.
Qué espectacular esta señal.
How spectacular is this sign.
Una selfie con la señal.
And you even take a selfie with the sign.
Wow, y baja sus cosas del carro.
And you take your things out of your vehicle.
Y se queda alrededor de la señal.
And you're there just around the sign.
Nunca va a llegar a Jacksonville.
You're never going to get to Jacksonville, Florida. Amen.
Amen. Qué simple es.
How simple it is.
Pero lo que tenemos que hacer
es
cobrar fuerza porque Jacksonville está apenas a 30 millas.
Is only 30 miles ahead.
Eso es el COVID para nosotros.
That is what COVID is with, to us.
No es una señal de juicio
it's
para
not
la novia.
A sign of judgment to the bride.
Es una señal de amor.
It's a sign of love.
Amen.
Amen.
Una señal de amor
it's
que
a sign
nos dice
of love that tells us
que falta muy poco
that we only have just a little bit left to go
con nuestro amado.
To find ourselves with our bridegroom.
Así que No le tenemos
and
miedo.
So we don't we're not scared.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Verdad que si cumplimos con lo que hay que cumplir?
We do what we need to do.
Lavamos nuestras
we
manos.
We wash our hands.
Nos ponemos una
we
máscara.
We put on some masks.
Pero podemos decirle
but
al diablo.
We can say to the devil.
No le tenemos miedo.
We're not afraid of you.
Dios es nuestro sanador.
God is our healer.
Amen. Sí,
amen.
Señor.
Yes sir.
Y el COVID.
And COVID
es una señal de amor.
It's just a sign of love.
Ve
to
esta pequeña cita del profeta de Dios.
Look what the prophet says here in this quote.
Cuando me topé con ella,
when I found this quote,
yo dije, aquí está la clave.
I said, the key is here. Here's the key.
Está en un pequeño mensaje que se llama Elías,
it's called Elijah,
del 18 de octubre del año 53.
From October of 1953.
El profeta de Dios dice,
and the prophet of God says this,
¿cómo Dios podía amar tanto a la gente?
How can God love us, the people, so much?
¿Verdad que Dios nos ama? Claro.
You believe that God loves you.
Amén. Dice, todas estas cosas, dice, pestilencias.
He said, pestilences. All these things, pestilences.
Y cosas que nos traen solo una advertencia.
And things that come only to bring us a warning.
Mire esta cita. This pestilencias.
Pestilences, he says.
¿Qué es? Nos trae una advertencia.
That gives us a warning.
Es una señal.
It's a sign.
Una señal de advertencia.
It's a sign, a warning sign.
Amén.
Amen.
Nos trae una advertencia.
It brings us a warning.
Y una señal de amor.
And a love sign.
Para que te prepares.
So that you can get prepared.
Ah.
Amen.
Una señal de amor.
A love sign. Amen.
¿Entiende usted lo que es una señal de amor?
Do you understand what a love sign is?
Hay muchas señales.
There are many signs.
Pero cuando uno está de novio.
But when you are courting one, somebody.
El novio da algunas señales de amor.
The boyfriend gives certain signs of love.
¿Verdad? Cuando le abre esa cajita.
He opens up that little box.
Y ahí está el anillo.
And the ring is inside.
Esto va en serio.
This is now a serious thing.
Es una señal de amor.
It's a love sign.
Amén.
Amen.
Y si están distantes.
And if they're far from each other.
Y le llega una carta.
And they receive a letter.
Ah, que le anuncia que ya falta poco para la boda.
That tells them, reminds her that it's just a little while before we get married.
Es una señal de amor.
That's a sign of love as well.
Amen. Solo la novia lee eso.
Only the bride reads that.
Y ella se alegra.
And she gets happy.
Si esa carta.
If that letter.
Llega a las manos de un desconocido.
Gets in the hands of someone else.
No le importa.
They wouldn't care.
Pero la novia,
but the bride,
recibe esa señal
she
de amor.
Receives that love sign.
Y todo en ella,
and everything in her, in it,
es amor.
Is love.
¿Verdad? Hoy día los muchachos se mandan mensajes de texto.
Nowadays, the young people, they just send text messages to each other.
Yeah. Eso no tiene ni un olor.
That doesn't even have a smell to it. Amen.
Era mejor.
It was better.
Los mensajitos de amor que llegaban escrito,
messages,
¿verdad?
The physical messages that
hay
we would receive.
Una hermanita anciana y dice que sí, ¿eh?
Some of our older sisters are shaking their heads, yes.
Todo en ese papel era hermoso.
Everything in that letter was beautiful.
Usted podía escuchar.
And you can almost listen to the the heartbeat.
Un mensaje de amor.
It was a love letter, a love sign.
¿Para qué?
Why?
Para que te prepares.
So that you can get prepared. Amen. Amen.
¿Comprendemos esta señal entonces?
Do you understand this sign then?
¿La puede ver usted?
Can you see it?
No le tenga miedo.
Don't be afraid of
cobre fuerzas.
Just get strength.
Falta menos que cuando comenzamos a creer.
We have less time now than we Amen. Than we be, when we began to believe.
Quiero terminar con este cuadro.
And I want to finish with this little picture here.
Respecto a correr con paciencia.
About running with patience.
Hasta cuando le veamos a él.
Until we see him.
En el cuadro de Eliezer yendo a buscar una esposa para Isaac.
When we read in the story when Eliezer goes and looks for a bride for Isaac.
Ahí en Génesis 24.
There in Genesis 24.
Usted lee eso.
You read that.
Y se puede demorar unos 5 minutos en leerlo.
And you can maybe read it in about 5 minutes.
Y ya leyó toda la historia.
And you would read the whole story.
Y nosotros que la hemos escuchado desde niño.
And we have heard it since children.
La podemos leer mucho más rápido.
We can even read it faster.
Pero eso no duró 5 minutos.
But that only lasts maybe 3 or 5 minutes.
No, señor.
No.
Fue una larga caminata.
But it was a long journey for them. Amen.
En la cual
in which
el mensajero
the messenger
tenía la misión
had the mission
primero
first
de que Rebeca
that Rebecca
le creyera su mensaje.
Would believe his message.
¿Verdad que sí?
Right?
Hemos oído esto muchas
We've
veces.
We've heard this many times.
La primera misión
the first mission
era hacer que Rebeca
was that Rebecca
creyera el mensaje del mensajero.
Would believe the message of that messenger.
Y la segunda misión
and the second mission
era que Rebeca
was for Rebecca
se enamorara de su señor
to fall in love with his master.
No del mensajero.
Not in love with the messenger.
Amen.
Amen.
Como el camino era largo,
so because the way was so long,
el mensajero,
the messenger,
una vez que supo que ella le creía su
once
mensaje,
he realized and found out that she believed him,
ahora él le hablaba de su señor.
Now he could talk to her about his Lord.
Y mientras él más le hablaba de su señor,
and the more that he spoke to her about his master,
ella más se enamoraba de
the
él.
More she would fall in love with him.
¿De quién?
Of who?
¿Del mensajero?
Of the messenger?
No, de no. Su señor.
Of his Lord.
Ahora, vea esto.
Now, let's look at this.
En los mensajes que tenemos en español.
In the messages that we have in Spanish.
Yo conté más de 500 veces.
I found about 500 times.
Cuando el profeta pregunta a la audiencia.
Where Brother Branham asks the audience.
¿Le ama usted a él?
Do you love him?
Y qué hermoso suena.
And to me it sounds much better in
¿verdad,
English.
¿Verdad, hermano? Nosotros que escuchamos mensajes antes.
Us that we listen to messages before.
Cuando el profeta dice, do you love him?
When Brother Branham says, ¿lo amas? Do you
Amen.
Love him?
Él estaba interesado en eso.
He was interested in that.
Él no preguntaba, ¿me aman a mí ustedes?
He didn't ask, do you love me?
Él preguntaba, ¿lo ama usted
asked,
a él?
Do you love him?
Y no importa si lo que el profeta estaba predicando
and it doesn't matter if what the prophet was preaching
era un mensaje duro
was a hard line message
era un mensaje de revelación
or a message of revelation
o era un mensaje simple
or a simple message
en muchos mensajes
in many of the sermons he preached
usted va a encontrar esa expresión
you will find that expression
el profeta interesado
the prophet interested
preguntarle al pueblo
in asking the people
¿lo ama usted a él?
Do you love him? Amen.
Mientras comienzan a pasar los músicos, por favor.
As the musicians come,
yo les hago la misma pregunta esta
mañana.
I'm
gonna ask you the same question this morning.
¿Lo ama usted a él?
Do you love him?
Pero lo ama de verdad.
But do you really love him?
Porque hay algo que es seguro.
Because there's something that's sure.
Él a usted la ama de verdad.
He loves you very much.
Amen.
Amen.
Nos ha probado durante tanto tiempo.
He has proved us, amen, for such a
de
long
distinta
time.
Forma.
In different ways.
Culto tras culto.
Service after service.
Nos envía sus mensajes
he
de amor.
Sends his messages of love
y cuando
to
él
us.
Entrega su mensaje de amor.
And when he gives us his messages of love.
Él ahora se queda ahí a su lado.
He now stands by your side.
Esperando qué es lo que usted va a decir.
Waiting to see what are you going to say about that.
Y muchas veces no decimos nada.
And many times we don't say anything. Amen.
Pero él nos ama demasiado.
But he loves us very much.
Corramos con paciencia.
Let's run this race with patience.
Lo que nos queda por delante.
What we have left.
Hasta cuando le veamos a él.
Until we see him.
Porque qué importante será.
Because how important it would be.
El momento en que le veamos a él.
The moment when we see him.
Vea, algo para terminar.
Something here to finish with.
Siempre es un problema esto.
This gives me problems sometimes.
Cuando un predicador dice, con esto terminamos.
When a preacher says, with this I'll finish.
No, generalmente no.
Usually that doesn't happen.
Pero ahora sí.
But right now I'll finish.
Con esto terminamos.
With this I'll finish.
Me gusta mucho como el profeta de Dios dice.
I love how the prophet of God says this.
En el mensaje Día de las Madres.
In the message Mother's Day.
Nos da una idea.
He gives us a general idea.
De cómo será el momento.
Of how that moment will be.
Cuando le veamos a él.
When we see him.
Vea qué hermoso lo dice el profeta. Primero dice, entonces cuando lo veamos a él,
and so when we see him,
no seremos como somos ahora.
We won't be like we are now.
Nosotros sabremos cómo amarlo a él.
We will know how to love
cómo
him,
amarlo más.
How to love him more.
Dice, y no nos quedaremos atrás
and we won't be left behind
con un temorcito.
With a fear in our heart.
Vea qué no. Consolación hay aquí.
What a consolation that is.
Vea cómo lo dice el profeta.
Look how the prophet says it.
Porque nosotros podemos imaginarnos cómo será ese momento.
Because we can imagine how that moment will be.
Pero qué mejor es como lo dice el profeta.
But I like it the way the prophet
dice
says
que cuando le veamos a él,
he says that when we see him,
nosotros,
we,
o sea usted,
you,
yo individual,
and I individually,
no nosotros como grupo,
not us as a group,
individualmente,
but individually,
el profeta dice,
the prophet says,
nadie se quedará ahí atrás.
Nobody will be right there left looking back,
con un temor,
with a fear in their heart.
Como diciendo,
like they're saying,
oh, yo quería estar con el Señor.
Oh, I wanted to be with the Lord.
Pero no pudo.
But I couldn't.
Me ganó el hermano Urrego.
Brother Urrego, he went ahead of me.
No va a ser así.
It won't be that way.
El profeta dice,
the prophet says,
que nadie se quedará atrás.
That nobody will be left behind.
Todos tendremos nuestro tiempo con el Señor.
We will have our moment with the Lord.
¿Cómo Dios va a arreglar eso?
How is God going to fix that?
Ah, ese será su problema.
That's his problem.
Lo que me corresponde a mí,
what I need to do,
es creer que uno de estos días,
is to believe that one of these days,
esto mortal,
this mortal,
se vestirá de inmortalidad,
will dress with immortal,
y yo lo podré ver a él,
and I will be seeing him,
y no me quedaré atrás,
and I will not be fell behind. I will be next to him.
Él me contará las cosas.
He will tell me all things.
Él me explicará.
He will explain to me
cosas que no puedo entender.
Things that I could not understand.
Hay gente que se desespera hoy día en el mensaje.
There's people that get desperate in the message.
Porque
today
hay cosas que no entienden.
Because there's things that they don't understand.
Y la desesperación,
and the desperation,
produce decepción.
Produces deception.
Y algunos dejaron de creer.
And some have stopped believing.
Me he encontrado aquí con que ministros,
I've found out that here ministers here in America,
han dejado de creer
have
el
left
mensaje.
The message.
¿Por qué?
Why?
No lo pudieron entender.
They could not understand it.
¿Y saben algo?
And you know what?
Yo tampoco entiendo.
I don't understand either.
Pero cuando llegue a casa,
but when I get home,
dice el profeta de
the
Dios,
prophet says,
que lo entenderemos
that
todo.
We'll understand it all by
¿por
and
qué?
By. Why?
¿Por qué lo vamos a entender
why
todo?
Will we understand it all by and by?
¿Porque el ministro tal nos va a explicar?
Because minister such and such is going to explain it to us?
No.
No.
Porque el mismo Señor.
Because the same Lord Jesus. Amen.
Nos tomará de la mano.
Will take us by his hand.
Nos dirá, hijo.
And will tell us, son.
Yo te voy a explicar.
Let me explain something.
En este mensaje, Día de las Madres.
In this message, Mother's
el profeta
Day,
de Dios dice.
The prophet of God says.
Aquellos nudos que están en su mente.
Those knots that you still have in your mind.
Aquellas cosas que sucedieron en su vida.
Those things that happened in your life.
Y que usted dice, pero ¿por qué me tuvo que pasar
and
esto?
And that you ask yourself, why did this have to happen to me?
¿Por qué tuve que vivir esta
why
situación?
Why did I have to live this certain way?
No lo entiendo por qué.
I don't understand why.
Cuando lleguemos a casa.
When we get home.
Y cuando le veamos a él,
when we see him face to face,
él mismo nos dirá
he
por qué.
Himself will tell us why.
Vale la pena entonces.
It's worth it then.
Tomar fuerzas esta mañana.
To take strength this morning.
Para seguir creyendo
so
en él.
So that we may continue to believe
puesto los ojos en Jesús.
And put your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
El autor y consumador de la fe.
The author and finisher of our faith.
Porque uno de estos días le veremos.
Because one of these days we'll see him.
Vamos a ponernos
let's
en pie.
Let's stand to our feet.
¿Le ama usted a él?
Do you love him?
¿Espera verle?
Do you want to see him?
Hay una buena noticia.
There's good news then.
Y está en un viejo canto.
And it's in an old song.
Que dice muy pronto ya.
That says
muy
soon
pronto.
And very soon.
Veremos a nuestro
we are going to see a king.
Que Dios les bendiga.
May God bless you.
Hasta que nos encontremos de nuevo.
Until we meet again.
Mientras podemos entonar un G.
The key of G.
Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going.
No more trouble there.
No more trouble there.
Oh, no more troubles there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more lying there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. One more time. Oh, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
A lot of signs pointing in that direction. So then we must be here.
Entonces tenemos que estar aquí nosotros.
See, to believe that we're going somewhere is fine.
Para creer que nosotros vamos a ir a un lugar,
but
está
I love
bien.
Something real.
Pero
present.
Me gusta algo real que es presente.
I love it right here.
Me gusta, me
present
gusta
tense.
Aquí, presente.
Thank you. Amen. Future, that's wonderful.
El futuro, eso es
we've hermoso. Lived the past.
Hemos vivido el pasado.
The prophet said that's our biggest problem.
Ese es nuestro problema.
Looking forward
mirando hacia allá,
or looking backward.
O mirando atrás.
He said right now is the time.
Ahora, ahora
let's rejoice and glory
regocijémonos
over him
porque él está aquí.
Amen. Amen. Make sure you tell our brother how much you appreciate
dígale
the message
hermano, cuánto lo aprecio.
And pray that the Lord would bless him and all. And just, when he's back by here again, he knows where he can come by
si él pasa
and
por
visit
aquí otra
with
vez,
us
él sabe dónde venir a visitarnos.
We love to see people that are happy about what they got.
Nos gusta ver a gente que están contentas de, por lo que tienen.
But you know, I'm kind of like this, being happy about what you get.
Pero a mí me gusta esto, que de estar contento por lo que usted tiene.
We've been to town many a time and bought the kids presents.
Hemos ido al pueblito a comprarle regalos a nuestros niños.
Paid high price for toys.
Y hemos pagado un precio alto por juguetes.
Took them home.
Y los hemos llevado a la casa.
The kids open their presents.
Los niños abren los juguetes, los regalos.
They throw the toy away and play with the box.
Tiran para afuera el juguete y juegan con la caja.
But you know what? The
pero
box is what got the toy to where
pero
you're at.
¿Saben qué? La caja es lo que contenía el
so
juguete.
Then, so is it with the Lord.
Así es como es
what
con
a
el
happy
Señor.
Time we can be rejoicing about anything he does
¿qué
for
tiempo
us?
Que nosotros nos podemos regocijar en lo que él hace?
Because it's a wonderful time.
Porque es un tiempo hermoso.
Amen. We say to you, the downstairs people,
lo decimos a ustedes
we're
abajo,
sorry for all the inconvenience.
Lo sentimos mucho por la inconveniencia.
But we pray that you've been blessed.
Pero oramos que ustedes fueron bendecidos.
You know, in glory. And so as you travel on and things, just pray
ustedes
for us.
Viajen, oren por nosotros.
The Lord would be with
que
each and every one of us. Okay?
Nosotros.
Everybody happy?
Todos están contentos.
Amen.
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 Let's just be dismissed.
Entonces seamos despedidos.
Just pray one for another.
Oren el uno
as
por el otro.
Your way. Father, we thank you for this day and we appreciate the hour
gracias
that we have.
Señor, por la hora que tenemos.
The time that we've had to be able to, Lord, feast upon
el
thy word.
Que podemos tener compañerismo alrededor de tu palabra.
And to be able to listen to our brother speak about what's in his heart.
Escuchar a nuestro hermano hablar lo que está en su corazón.
And Father, we pray that you just bless that.
Señor, oramos que tú bendigas eso.
And just carry him on and guide him.
Y ayúdalo y guíalo, Señor.
Be with everybody on the way home.
Estén
be with those that are long travel.
Están yendo a rumbo a casa.
And just have your way with each one. We love you.
Guárdalos, Padre, y te amamos.
We thank you in Jesus' name.
Y te agradecemos en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
You're dismissed. Amen.